January is upon us, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for El Paso Pro Musica's Chamber Festival. The festival begins on January 9th and continues through February 1st with the incomparable Dean of American Cellists, Lynn Harrell, who has won a Grammy Award with the world's greatest violinist, Itzhak Perlman, who, by the way, will be here on March 3rd at the Plaza Theater.
Yes, ma'am.
Without further ado, that's my friend Philippa Solis.
There's my cue. Good morning, everyone.
So, I mean, we do this every year. We jump into the festival. But before we jump into the festival, I mean, we've closed a decade off.
Yes, we have. So we're getting into the roaring 20s mm-hmm. with some incredible music. And what better way to do it than with jazz.
That's how you guys are getting the party started, is that right?
That's right. We are going full throttle at the beginning. Liftoff takes place on the very first day of the festival, which is Thursday, January 9th, with our classic collaboration with the El Paso Museum of Art, and that's Bach's Lunch at noon, the free concert, and that's your first chance to hear the jazz stylings of the great Matt Herskowitz.
And this is piano, is that correct?
This is piano, yes.
You feel this energy at Pro Musica, and you've worked really hard to make it accessible, to take it to the people. And you can tell also in the music selection that you've got going on.
Absolutely. Our classics are beautiful, but there are so many fabulous, innovative performers who are coming in to just take it to the next level and make it super great. He is an incredible, Matt Herskowitz, classical pianist. Mm-hmm. And he can take any piece that is classical and kind of reconfigure it, put a Matt Herskowitz style to it. So right. He's going to be playing everything from Gershwin to Gottschalk to Chopin.
Really?
And give it that twist that engages people. Because what we need to do now that we're in 2020, a whole new audience, a whole new generation. Mm-hmm. There are so many exciting ways to explore classical music. And we're going to be doing that during this festival, including reaching out to audiences that never have been exposed to such kind of music, and it's not unattainable. We're making right. it accessible, and that's the key to what El Paso Pro Musica does.
Well, and it's also beautiful to see the people attached to it, because a lot of the times you're hearing this music and it's beautiful. I mean, you hear it on KTEP and it's gorgeous, but you forget that somebody's actually playing it, and
that's
that it
right.
comes from a person, and that it's really, really hard to do. Something about seeing it performed live where you it draws a whole other appreciation, I think.
And what's so wonderful about being on campus and with the UTEP Center for Arts Entrepreneurship is that we are cultivating so many young students and exposing mm-hmm. them to these incredible artists so that they really have an understanding of what it's like to have a career in music in the 21st century, because that's attainable. It's through communications. It's through engaging a community. And they can learn life skills just by having these incredible artists come in, including our own artistic director, Grammy Award winner Zul Bailey.
When Zul Bailey. What questions are you finding that students ask the performers when they visit with them?
Is this attainable? Can this happen? Can this actually happen? I mean, there was a time when Zul was a student at Juilliard, and he would play at Penn Station, and just random places where he'd be engaging is where he would meet the HBO producer who cast him in Oz and would launch him in different scenarios, because you can, again, take out your instrument, but what you do with it and how you do the things that you love with it, because if you can find that thing that you love, you don't work a day in your life.
That's true. That's true. So we know we kick off with jazz piano, but then what's next? Because I know you've got a whole menu.
Oh, we have a huge menu, but I do want to say that on January 9th that evening, we'll be at Savage Goods. That's another great way of including...
Oh, their coffee's so good.
Their coffee's so good. Their donuts are so good. Mm-hmm. And we're there in the evening where they have a fabulous menu. And it's a young, exciting crowd. Sunset Heights, just the whole community gathering for music in an eclectic place. It's not a theater. You don't have to behave. You can sit and love the music. And that's what's very, very special about taking this twist on classical music and really making it work. So he'll be performing on the 10th in UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall on Friday the 10th at 7:30 p.m. on the 11th at the Doña Ana Cultural Arts Center in Old Mesilla. But again on Sunday at 2 p.m., January 12th, Matt Herskowitz in concert, jazz piano. You don't want to miss
this. This guy's going to be working while he's here.
He's working. He's going to do master classes as well. We have to touch young people as much as we can and make a difference. That's their mantra. We've said it before, the day of the diva is dead. It's their mantra to share and to give back and to make a difference in young people's lives and inspire. And those are the artists who come and perform for El Paso Pro Musica under the auspices of UTEP Center for Arts Entrepreneurship. And that's what we need in the 21st century. Artists who care. Art from the heart.
How do you connect with them? Somebody like Matt, how do you get him to come to El Paso?
That's the beauty of Zul Bailey, who is so connected to so many
Zul
people.
The Zul Wide Web.
The Zul Wide Web. And he travels all over the world, has performed. As a matter of fact, he's performed with Matt Herskowitz here in El Paso. So it's unique, his relationships with so many artists around the world. And who doesn't want to be in El Paso in January when it's 60 degrees and kind of nice?
It's still nice, right?
It's still nice.
Kind of sweater.
Yeah, it's kind of sweater weather, but it's not.
Jacket.
Yeah, we're not talking the zero digits. So coming to El Paso, having Mexican food and loving life is what all the artists want to do.
After you take Matt around the towns, who comes next?
It's Zul all day. He is going to be featured in our 15th annual collaboration with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. And he will be performing with them on January 17th and 18th.
Okay.
But on January 16th, he will be performing with an incredible pianist named Edward Zilberkant at Bach's Lunch. Edward Zilberkant will be here to do masterclasses. And that Sunday, the 19th, they will be performing at 2 o'clock at Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. And that's the big Beethoven birthday bash. 250 years of the LVB.
Wow.
Ludwig von Beethoven, 250 years old, and we're celebrating in style. Stay tuned, because that Sunday, there could be a big Beethoven birthday cake. We're going to have fun, and we're going to celebrate in style. They're
going
to be playing together, and it's just going to be an incredible afternoon of music. So mark your calendars for Zul on the 17th and 18th with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, but then on the 19th, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., we celebrate Beethoven in style, the LVB. It was his mission to create music that would last forever, and so it does.
Here we are. And after your Beethoven extravaganza, ¿qué pasa?
Well, we are collaborating with the Sphinx Organization, an organization that works to promote and support diversity in classical music. And we are presenting the Catalyst String Quartet. They are an incredible quartet that really wants to, again, break down the barriers of classical music to bring all audiences in. So their concert is going to be referred to as Southern Hemisphere. So they'll be performing works by Gabriel Lanfranc of South America, Piazzolla, Ginastera. It's going to be a look at incredible composers from South America and to give it a different kind of a twist. We're really super excited because one of the members of the Catalyst String Quartet, her name is Jessie Montgomery, and she is also a composer. And we just had our group with the Johns Hopkins School, with the Peabody School, the Bergamot String Quartet, performed music composed by Jessie Montgomery.
Oh,
so she's an up-and-coming composer. Everyone is very inspired by her. She's part of this quartet, and they're going to make a huge difference. I believe their dates are Saturday, January 25th in Las Cruces at the Doña Ana Cultural Arts Center, and they'll be here Sunday, January 26th at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall at 2 p.m. for this incredible look at music from our Southern Hemisphere.
Are you taking them on the road elsewhere as well, or are those the...
Those are the two dates. They're coming here from the Mesa Arts Center. They'll be performing in Scottsdale that Thursday. So it's going to be very exciting what we're doing with Bach's Lunch, because we're going to be showcasing some of the finest professors at UTEP, Dr. Oscar Macchioni and And we have Nayeli Dosha and Dr. Dom Dosha, who will be performing for Box Lunch that particular Thursday. So we're engaging El Paso's finest and the world's finest.
It's so cool to see how you all put together this program. When do you start putting this whole situation together?
Generally, the day after.
February 1st.
February 2nd this
February
year.
2nd,
well,
right?
I think there's so many ways to get inspired about what it is that we're trying to bring forth. And we want to bring a whole new world to classical music. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to generate ways to do that. And so for people to understand that, yes, you can listen to the beautiful tangos by Astor Piazzolla. That's classical music.
That's
it's
right.
Classical music from Argentina. And yet we're celebrating Ludwig von Beethoven the week before. So it's all encompassing. And what we're also doing, too, is looking for new and exciting artists, because that could be the next Beethoven of the future.
And I liked what you were saying about encouraging diversity in classical music. I know for sure the performers you bring here, they're from all over the place, all
right.
ages. You do a really good job of making sure that the rest of us are aware that anyone and everyone, not that we can all have that ability, but that there's somebody out there that looks like you.
That's right. That's right. And that's what's very important about the Sphinx Organization mission, and to bring a group like the Catalyst String Quartet, because they are very, very well trained. They can play almost anything. And yet they dedicate their time to a beautiful musical culture. And mm-hmm. so it's very, very exciting that we can take them to schools. We're going to be working closely with the Youth Symphony as well, and showing young people that, yes, yes, you can do this. Music is for everyone. Music is the universal language. And so with that, there are no boundaries and no borders with music. Everyone comes together, and it's a beautiful thing.
Well, speaking of no boundaries and no borders, that does this for this section. But we'll be back with more Pro Musica.
We're excited.
Here with my friend Felipa Solis. We are talking about El Paso Pro Musica's Chamber Festival. It happens every year in January. This year it kicks off January 9th and will continue through February 1st. Stand by for more State of the Arts with Felipa Solis.